Alright, everybody, we are still at TechFest 2012, and gamers out there are going to really appreciate this, plus anyone who's into 3D facial scanning and facial animations. I'm standing next to Jin Tong from Microsoft Research Asia, and you've created a sort of new system for combining a 3D scanner with motion capture. So just talk to me about it a little bit.
Yeah, so basically we provide an end-to-end system for people to very easily to capture the high resolution, we call the high fidelity facial performance scenes. And as you can see here, actually, our purpose is that we can capture both the high resolution geometry detail of the face and also is the subtle motions of the face there, so that you can obtain the full 3D data. Then you can use it for any applications such as movies, games, or even the telepresence applications there. Yeah.
So what makes this different and better than previous 3D facial recognition programs?
So generally, there are a lot of existing work along this direction to try to capture this facial performance or what we call the facial animation data. But the difficult thing is that how to obtain the data with both the high temporal resolution and high spatial resolution, which means you can capture all the subtle details and motion details and with all the geometry details of the face. So previous techniques either focus on the high geometry details, so you can obtain all the wrinkles, folds there, but you cannot capture the animation there. Oh, you can capture all the subtle details there with the motion details there, but still you cannot capture all the geometry details there. So our system is the first time provides people capability to capture both high geometry details and motion details at the same time. Yeah.
Well, let's take a look at it in action. Let's show.
The video is shown here. And on the left side, you can say it's the ground truth data, which means we captured from the real person in the video data. And on the right side is the data we captured and rendered using our reconstructed data. And this one is with the texture mapped, and this one without texture, just shows the geometry here. And you can see there in each pose, if you look at each single time instance, the geometry details are all there, right? The wrinkles, all the wrinkles there, folds there. And also, if you look at the whole sequence there, you can see all the subtle motion details there. A lot of applications there, for example, in the games, when after you capture this data, you can map it to the virtual person and show the very, very, very faithful facial expressions in the games. And also in the movies, people widely use this technique people want this data. And also in the future, if you use a telepresence, you want to represent your, how can I say, high quality face in the remote site, and also for the TV show, there are a lot of applications there. Yeah, and as I just said here, you can see that all these are previous techniques existing work here. But if you want to marry it using what's the spatial resolution they can achieve, or the temporary resolution they can achieve, you can see here, and all the techniques here cannot achieve both the high spatial resolution and high temporal resolution at the same time. So that's the goal of our system here.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's what we want to achieve here. And the benefit and the key idea here is that we want to combine the power of the 3D scanner and the motion capture system at the same time. Yeah, so that we can match the spatial resolution of the 3D scanner and the temporal resolution of the motion capture system. And here is some technical details, a basic idea of our system. So the basic idea actually is very simple, is that if we want to get this full sequence of the 3D motions here, we just see, oh, maybe we can represent as several static face 3D face with some combinations, with some weight here. We call the linear combination with some weight. We call the people always call it the blend shape. So you have several shapes, face shapes with the different expressions, you blend them together to generate what you want here.
Okay.
So we use 3D scanner to capture this 3D faces shape here, and using the motion capture data to determine what's the blend weight for this sequence, so that we can obtain the final sequence here. And here you can see another result here. So it's an actor. His you can say his facial expression is very active, right? Attractive.
Yes.
And actually, we can capture all the details here. You can see the wrinkles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Yeah.
All right. Bring it on to James Cameron, next Avatar.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Sue.